Hello, my name is Darren Linton, and I would like to bid you all a warm welcome to this webinar, which is all about the key steps to finding and developing your life purpose and a new and better life of joy, service, and abundance, helping others and playing your part in building a better world. The angels and I welcome you, and we'd like to salute your interest in exploring your path. Each of us has a part to play in building a better world in these times of great change and transformation. And I salute you for wishing to explore your path and future. Welcome along. In this webinar, I'm going to discuss some of the key steps to finding your life purpose. That's often elusive missing answer. And also how to develop a life of joy, fulfillment, service and abundance, doing what you love and using your gifts. We're going to explore why is your life purpose so important to health, wealth and happiness? How can you discover your life purpose? How can you develop your path of happiness, service and abundance? We'll also look at some of the key blocks that hold most people back and how to overcome them. And we'll also discuss how you can get the help that you need to move forwards if you are ready. So just to help prepare us for the webinar today, I'd just like to invite you to take a few deep breaths just to get yourself a bit more calm and centered and see which parts of the webinar most resonate with you. And hopefully you'll find certain parts of it will lead to new thoughts and new inspiration that will be valuable for you. If it's safe to do so, why don't we do a brief angel meditation for a minute just to invite the angels in to help support and guide and inspire us all together today. So if it's safe for you to do so, just close your eyes. Just take a couple of nice deep breaths in and out to calm and relax and center yourself. Now I'd like to ask that each person listening to this webinar is surrounded by a big ball of beautiful, loving, angelic white light and energy all around you, your body and your aura. And just allow this beautiful white light and energy to soak into you, to cleanse you of any lower energies or vibrations you may have picked up recently, and to fill you with positive light, angelic love and energies that can help you to receive the appropriate inspiration that you need as you listen to the webinar today. And just allow this light to soak into you. I'll give you 10 seconds or so so everyone can be filled with this beautiful angelic energy, both within and all around you, as appropriate for your highest good. You may feel yourself growing just a little bit more relaxed. We might feel a slight tingling. Or you just may feel a little better for a few moments, pausing and tuning in. So while the angels are surrounding us with energy, I'd just like to ask the angels to be with us, to overlight this webinar, and to ensure that each of you receives the appropriate insights, inspiration, nudges and guidance to help you move forward along your path. I'd like to thank them for all their support and help both today and following on from today as well. And when you're ready, you can just open your eyes once again and notice how you're feeling. Welcome back, everyone. Ah, that feels much better to me. Hopefully it does to you as well. So just by way of introduction, we know that we are living in quite amazing transformational times in this world. The Earth is being healed, and the spiritual energies on the planet are growing to lead the Earth into a new golden age for humankind and for the whole world. This is part of the ascension of the planet. These are truly remarkable times. And more people are becoming interested in angels and spirituality and feeling that they perhaps no longer want to live just an ordinary life, but they like to play their part and contribute to healing and the growth of people and the planet. They'd like to play their part somehow in transforming the world. Many, many people are awakening to these thoughts and feeling there is something more that they wish to be doing with their lives, Perhaps you feel the same way too. However, where do you start? There are so many options to choose from, so many different courses and possibilities. How do you find the right path for you? Well, in this webinar, I'm going to be discussing some of the key steps in finding and developing your path. Because I'm going to be, later on this month, taking a small group of committed people through a program to help you to discover your life purpose, to discover how to develop your life purpose and your new life successfully, easily, and magically, and also how you can earn an abundant living following your true path, using your highest gifts and being of service to the world. So this is an opportunity for you to not only receive some inspiration, but to see if you would like to be part of this inspiration, part of this program as well. There's also a free meditation for everybody at the end, so make sure you stay around for that. So sit back, relax, and see what inspiration you receive. Now, moving on to the subject of life purpose, why is it such an important thing that we perhaps ought to consider for ourselves? Well, I also say to people that both those that are religious and those of not of religious dispositions often feel that there are two main things that we're all here to do on the planet. One is to grow and to develop as souls, to become better, more loving, more enlightened human beings, and indeed spiritual beings. And the other is to play our part in helping others and making a difference to the world. So that second one is what we could call our life purpose. So we're here to grow and learn as souls, and also to give back and contribute to a better world. And you could say that those are really the two most important things at a soul level that we are here to do. Yes, we want to enjoy life and perhaps, you know, have families and work we love and all the other things that we enjoy doing as humans. But ultimately, if we don't achieve our soul's growth and don't contribute what we really came here to do, then our life has been, you could say, a little wasted or not fulfilled to its highest potential. And most people say they certainly would not want to have to come back and do things all over again. So finding those two keys, what are we here to do and how we're here to grow and contribute to others, is a really important thing for our lives. Now, just by way of background about myself, for those of you that don't know me, I'll just let you know how I came to be involved in this work myself. My own background was I started off after university working in the world of big business, helping businesses to become more successful. And then I've got into the world of personal and human development and switched into training and coaching people to help both people and businesses to become happier, more successful, and make the most of themselves. And I loved doing that work as well. And then one day someone came into my office and asked if I was interested in spiritual things, and I said yes, I was, and asked him why he had asked me that question, and he said, rather modestly, or immodestly rather, I'm the UK's foremost psychic trainer. I've been sent by spirit to train you psychically and angelically and spiritually. I run a free development group every Monday night. It's free. Do you want to come along? And I thought, gosh, what an incredible invitation. And I've always been a bit of an explorer. I always felt that there was more for me to do here and there were bigger answers awaiting us. So I, after a moment's hesitation in complete kind of shock and amazement, I accepted his kind invitation and went along. And within a few weeks, I found myself not only giving healing to other people, which is quite remarkable, but also channeling messages from a whole range of different beings, which people found remarkably accurate and helpful. And I thought, wow, this is incredible. And then this chap said, sorry, everyone, I've been told by spirit I've got to go to Australia. So I'm off. Bloody why? And he left. And I thought, what? You can't do this. You can't open up this amazing gift and then leave without helping me to develop it or explore what it's for. But leave he did. So I had to work on building my own connection with the angels and with the archangels and higher beings. And then I began asking, well, why have you given me this gift? What am I here to do? What is my life purpose? So I said a prayer to God. I thanked him for my life so far, which had been wonderful. on the whole up till then, and said, you know, I would like to really be of service, to play my part in helping the world. What would you like me to do? I would like to follow. And after much soul searching and attending courses and trying to find answers myself, eventually God and the angels gave me the answer one very special, very magical day. And they said that I am here to help other people to learn to connect with the angels and God, and so that they can discover their life purpose, so that they can also play their part in helping to make the world a better place for all of us. And they said, I'll be working with people all over the world to do that. And I was just so excited. I kind of like lit up, a little bit like one of those jackpot machines in a kind of casino or something, you know, when it's, you hit the jackpot and it goes ding, 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 whoop, 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 and the lights flash and it all gets really exciting. That's how I felt. I just felt so excited. Wow, helping people to connect with the angels, discover what they're here, and the more of us that do this, the more we all help to build a better world together. How absolutely fantastic. And so that's what I agreed to do, and I then asked the angels and God how I should go about doing it. And they said, here's the first step. And they actually said, just get a business card done. It will kind of prove to yourself that this is your new work. We know you don't know what else to do. Just do that first, and then we'll tell you the other steps from there. And I thought, well, I asked for my purpose. I got the answer. I asked for my first step. I got the answer. I can either follow it or not follow it. Why would I not follow it? So I got my business cards done. They gave me some words and some nice colors and pictures and things to put on it. And then they started guiding me forward. And for the past 15 years or more, that is what I've been doing. I've been working with people all over the world, helping them to connect with the angels, feel loved, feel blessed, feel healed, feel energized, discover their life purpose so they can see how they can make a difference to the world and begin their new paths and new lives, fulfilling their highest potential. And it has been such a joy, such a pleasure, such an amazing life for me to help others to discover their true paths of life as well. And over the years, I've helped literally thousands of people on their path and to connect with angels. So I know that all the work the angels have been doing with me and through me actually works and produces remarkable results for people. And that's why I'm here doing this work. It is my passion, my love, my specialism, my kind of gift from God and the angels to help other people to connect and to find and develop your life purpose as well. And I know it's a huge, huge difference it can make to people. And why is life important, life purpose so important to us? Well, I know from the many, many people I've helped over the years that if you do not know your life purpose, it can lead to a period of great frustration. Knowing that you're on the right path, knowing that you're not on the right path, many people can feel, you know, they're stuck in the wrong job, they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, they can feel that they have gifts, they want to be contributing, but don't know how to proceed. And that feeling of being frustration, being unhappy in your job or unhappy with your life, that can pervade other areas of your life as well. So it can start affecting relationships, the stress can affect your health, it can affect your happiness. So not knowing your path, feeling stuck, feeling frustrated, feeling you're in the wrong job, in the wrong place, knowing that there is something better for you, is not the happiest places to be. There are some people whose lives are fairly good, but just feel that there is something more they're supposed to be doing for the future. And they just feel and know that life could get even better if they could find that missing answer. But not knowing your purpose, for many, can be a frustrating time. Whereas once you find the answer, you get excited, you get inspired, and as you develop your new path, and doors open and your life opens up, and you start doing the work that you love, feeling of service, knowing your purpose, being guided by the angels. That then makes for an absolutely magical, amazing, miraculous life where things start happening, your life gets better and better, and it's an absolute joy to follow your path of light and love and service when you do. So the difference between not knowing your path and feeling stuck and frustrated and knowing it is kind of chalk and cheese. One is a very kind of ordinary, frustrating life. The other is a magical, amazing life that just keeps improving and getting better and better along the way. It's not to say it's without its occasional problems or challenges, but the difference is amazing when you know your life purpose. It does make a huge difference. So have you found your life purpose yet? And why haven't other people found theirs? Well, the answer to that question covers a few various points. The first thing is that people will often think fairly short term about what am I supposed to do next? What can I be doing over the next year or two? Whereas your life purpose, by definition, is something that's much greater. It may take you a number of years. It may take you a decade or the best part of a lifetime to fulfill it. So your life purpose is, by definition, something that's going to be big and inspiring, and it's almost inevitably beyond your current thoughts. It may be beyond what you can imagine for yourself. It's going to be so much better than anything you've thought of previously. And if it was something simple and obvious and straightforward, you would probably have found it by now. So if this incredible idea that's here to inspire your whole life, the real reason you're here on the planet, is to be revealed to you, then it makes sense that there is a need to connect with the angels and to allow them to prepare you and to reveal the answer to you so that you can get a sense of like, wow, that would just be fantastic. I can't wait to do that. And many more people are being called by the angels to awaken and to discover their life path. You may have had some experiences with the angels yourself. Maybe you've just become interested in them, or maybe you've had a few small angel signs and experiences, such as finding white feathers or having some prayers answered. Maybe, like some of the people who are called to develop your life purpose, you've had gifts perhaps as a child, maybe gifts of clairvoyance or having premonitions, which you may have switched off as you grew a little later in life and people told you that you should not be using those. Maybe you've had an amazing angel experience. Maybe the angels have saved your life or given you a vision or a few messages. Many, many people are sensing that the angels want to take them by the hand and lead them forward to find the answers. But most people don't know how to connect with the angels. They don't know how to channel guidance or answers for themselves. And so that's really what I'm here for, to enable people to connect with the angels, to receive the messages that you need to discover your life purpose and to help you move forward in your highest path of life. So, are you ready to discover your life purpose? Let's find out. Typically, there are a number of different factors which people have in common when they are ready to discover their life purpose. So, I'm going to read you through a list of points and you can see which of these apply to you. So the first thing is that people are normally interested in angels and spirituality and would like to explore further. Most people who are ready to discover their life purpose also feel that there is something more or something else that you're supposed to be doing with your life. Some are at a bit of a crossroads in life, possibly even at a bit of a crisis point, wondering where on earth, quite literally, they should be going next, what they should be doing. Some people are unhappy with their job or perhaps with your career and just sense that there's something else that you're supposed to be doing, even if you don't know what it is. It could be that you are approaching a major change in your life. So maybe you're getting close to retirement or your children are leaving home or there's another major change in your life circumstances and you just know that there is something else you're supposed to be doing and it's time to be making the changes. It could be that you've been told by psychics or other people that you're supposed to be a healer, a spiritual teacher or leader, or supposed to be helping the world in some other way, but don't quite know exactly what that is or how you're supposed to be doing it. It could be that you feel different to other people. This is a particularly common feeling amongst those that are called to link with the angels and discover your life purpose. They feel a bit different, maybe somehow feel they don't quite fit in with the normal world. And another very common attribute is that you probably enjoy helping other people, and you may well find other people are drawn to you for guidance and advice, and they just naturally open up to you, drawn to you, and seek wisdom from you. And that might be something you enjoy doing and are particularly good at doing. Some of you listening to this may be gifted. As I mentioned earlier, maybe you've had childhood premonitions or visions or gifts or experiences, or maybe you've had some recent spiritual experiences that have led you to know that you are here to do something special and want to know what that is. Maybe you have some ideas about what it is you'd like to do to help others in the world, but you're not sure if they're right or not. Or, if you have a number of different ideas, maybe you're not quite sure which one or which ones are right for you. Some people have no idea about what to do. Some people have lots of ideas. Some people just have a sense that the angels and God are actually calling you to find the answers and to get on with your path, and that's important for you now. Or it could be that you've had a big idea that you've been sitting on for quite a while, wondering whether it's right or not and how to develop it. And lastly, you're probably interested in angels, since they're going to be the ones that are going to be revealing the answers to us, and may have had some sort of angel signs or experiences, especially recently, which have encouraged you to explore further. So do any of those apply to you? Maybe more than one of those? If so, it means that you are probably ready to discover your life purpose. So I know from over 15 years of helping people to connect with the angels and find and develop their life purpose, three things that people really want to know is, first of all, what is your life purpose? What is it you're supposed to be doing? The second thing that follows hot on the heels is, how do you develop that? How do you actually make it happen? And the third one, and this is actually quite an important one for people as well, is how can you earn a good income by using your gifts and following your path so you can truly develop your work fully and have a good life for yourself by following your divine path. These are three of the key steps to finding your life purpose and developing a happy, fulfilling, abundant life using your gifts in service of the world. So let's look at each of these in turn, and let me give you a few comments about each of these. So the first one is discovering your life purpose. And this is often the first and perhaps the biggest block, because if you don't know what your purpose is, you can't get on with it, and hence you remain stuck and confused and frustrated. Whereas once you find your life purpose, you'll discover that doors open, things start happening, and as you follow your path, your life is transformed, and you'll end up happier than you ever imagined, doing what you love and making a difference to the world. Now, one of the things that's useful to know, as I mentioned with my own life purpose, is that your life purpose should be something really inspiring. It should resonate with your soul. It should excite you. It should appeal to your whole being. You should be saying, yes, yes, this is what I really want to be doing. So if you're not moved and inspired, then it means you haven't truly found your life purpose yet. One of the keys to finding your purpose is to connect with the angels. The angels know why you are here, and they are waiting to tell you and to help you with your life purpose. Archangel Michael, who many people are familiar with, is in fact the Archangel of Life Purpose, and he is one of the ones that frequently works with you to help you discover and develop your path. But there are many other angels, archangels, and masters as well waiting to work with you and to help you develop your path too. So connecting with the angels and receiving their amazing and loving guidance and answers directly is the fastest way to discover your life purpose. It also tends to be very uplifting, very moving, a quite wonderful and memorable experience when you connect with the angels and they reveal your path and purpose to you. It's a wonderful experience and event. Most people are absolutely amazed and delighted at the answers that come through for them. It's usually far beyond anything they have thought of before. And when they discover the answers, they love it. They're thrilled by it. It resonates with them. They know in their heart of hearts that it's the right answer. It strikes the chord. They just know it's right for them. And that's the kind of quality of answer you should be looking for when you discover your life purpose. Oh, yes, that sounds fantastic. I can't wait to get started with it. Now, a few people have a sense of what their path can be. And when they receive the angelic guidance and answers, it can act as a kind of confirmation, but kind of expanding the path and adding greater clarity and light to it. And that can be very valuable. However, most people are surprised and amazed and delighted, and it's beyond anything that they've thought of previously. And also, once you discover your life purpose, you'll see how it's absolutely perfect for you. It will make sense of most of the things that have happened to you so far in your life. You'll be able to see how you can use your gifts and your experiences and how that fits in with your purpose. And it will fit you like a glove. It will be perfectly tailored to you. And you'll just know beyond any doubt that it's the right path for you. It's a fantastic feeling. Wouldn't you like to know your life purpose? Well, I could give you hundreds and hundreds of examples of the different life purposes that people have been guided to do. Some involve healing, some involve angelic guidance, some involve teaching people about ascension and spirituality, some involve channeling angel energies and messages to other people, some involve working with and empowering women or working with children, some are guided to work with animals and nature. Some have been guided to take spirituality into the workplace or to help heal and empower people that are stressed in the current everyday life and everyday work, to help give them greater guidance and hope and love and inspiration. Some have been guided to start charities, to create peace organizations, to write healing courses, to develop healing centers, writing books, creating other organizations to be of service to the world. There are literally hundreds and hundreds of examples I could give you over the years. And each of them is amazing because they are each one perfectly fitted and suited to that person exactly. However, you probably don't want to hear about hundreds of other people's examples. What you really want to know is your life purpose. And that is what the angels and I want to help you to discover. We want to help you to discover your path of light and joy and love and happiness so you can have a fulfilling and abundant life. And we'll be doing a meditation at the end of this webinar to give you some little insights and a bit of angelic guidance about moving forward for you as well. So stay around for that. Now, the second thing that people need to know once they discover their life purpose is how to develop it. How do you move forward on your path in the correct way? It sounds obvious, but it's a very important second step. And in fact, the first thing that almost all of my clients say when they discover their life purpose is something along the lines of, wow, that's fantastic. I'd love to do that. How do I develop that? What do I do next? Where do I get started? And that is a perfect question. It lets you know that you want to be developing your purpose. And it's a very important one, because if you don't know how to develop your life purpose, then you can end up, once again, feeling confused, feeling stuck, not knowing where to begin, and you can even kind of trip up at the first hurdle and lose your enthusiasm if you don't know the right way to proceed along your path in a way that's really going to have things to develop. Or you could end up taking the wrong actions, going down the wrong path, getting stuck in a bit of a dead end, and wasting a lot of time and money on the wrong avenues, getting nowhere fast. So this is where the second step comes in, helping people to receive the divine guidance about how to develop your path in the right way. And once you get the right steps from the angels, then you'll see that the doors open, things happen for you magically, the right people and the right opportunities show up, and your path unfolds magically with the help of the angels and the higher beings watching over you. You can often be amazed at what happens in a fairly short space of time when you follow the right steps. So the second step is receiving the angelic guidance about how to proceed with your path. And let me give you a couple of examples here. So first example is I remember my friend Viv being guided that she was here to create a healing center to spread healing and also angelic messages and inspiration to lots of people. And at the time she received the message, Viv was a single mum struggling to make ends meet, hadn't done too much in the way of training up on healing, had no idea how this healing center would come about. However, she received a very strong guidance that she should move to the north of the country and get herself an interim job there. And she trusted the guidance and followed that step and moved up to the north of the country. And about 6 months later, I got this really excited phone call from Viv saying, "Oh, Darren, you'll never guess what happened to me." I said, "Oh, hi, Viv. Great to hear from you. What's been happening?" He said, "Well, you remember how I'm supposed to be creating a healing center?" Well, she said, I met this amazing woman who's been given a grant to convert this wonderful old building into a healing center. And she wants me to come on board with her and help her to run it and to put on courses and to create and run this healing center with her. It's just turned up out of the blue. I can't believe it. I'm so excited." As you can imagine, I was absolutely thrilled for her. So here, out of nowhere, was the opportunity that the angels had said would be coming to her. All she'd done was follow her guidance to move to the part of the country where that step was going to fall into place. Another example is, I remember one lady called Julia, who had been told that her life purpose was about creating courses and writing books and working with people to help them develop their own spirituality and to develop as spiritual souls. But she didn't quite know where to begin. How do you start with such a broad purpose of that? The angels gave her much more specific details about the purpose and exactly what she should be doing. But even so, she hadn't run courses, she'd never written a book, she'd never had her own business, she didn't know where to begin. Well, the angels guided her to go to a business presentation about starting your own business. And that sounded like a logical step, but they said it was particularly important that she went to one that she'd been guided to. She wasn't quite sure, but she followed the guidance and went along there. And during that presentation, she met another lady, and they got on fantastically well. And it turned out this other lady was a web designer and a specialist in helping people to get their courses and get their work out into the world. And they got on so well, they quickly became partners, and they actually started the business together. So she was developing the courses, and her new partner was helping her to develop the website and to market the courses and get her work out into the world. So that simple step of going to that right business presentation unlocked the key to her developing her path. Now, those are just a couple of simple examples of people who received just the first step. Quite often, in fact, usually, the angels are reminding me to say, they will give you many steps so you can see over time how your work is going to evolve and how it's going to blossom. So you go, I can see the path forward for this work. How wonderful. Thank you, angels. Here's the first step, here's the next steps, and here's perhaps even some further steps beyond there so I can see how it's all going to unfold. So they are happy to give you perhaps just a few steps, but often a series of actions and guidance to help you move forward on your path. So that's the second step, receiving the guidance about developing your path. Now, quite often when people think about moving forwards and making changes, they can have a few little fears and doubts that come up as well, and that's a natural part of making changes in our lives. So part of the second step is also helping people to receive some angelic healing and energies and guidance, so that if you have any blocks, any concerns or worries about changing paths, those can get not only healed, but with the help of the angels and the techniques they've given me. We also help to empower you, to give you new positive energies and ideas that help you to become even more enthusiastic and inspired and ready to develop your path. So you not only know what it is, how to do it, you feel excited and ready to move on with your path as well. And that's important too. So those are two out of the three steps. And the third step to developing your future is knowing how you can earn a good income by following your path. Again, I know from having spoken to many people that a third major block to people developing their path is fear about whether they can earn enough money if they leave their current work and develop a new career for themselves. Now, they may really dislike their current work, but maybe it's paying the bills, maybe it gives them a certain sense of security, even if it's not quite enough and is not fulfilling and is frustrating for them. Switching paths can sometimes seem a little bit risky. And that fear of, will I be able to earn enough money if I follow my dreams and follow my path and be of service, can hold people back and keep them stuck, often for months or even years. Now, it is a very reasonable and a very practical concern. Obviously, you want to be able to provide for yourself and perhaps your family as well. So what is the answer? How can you develop your new path? Some people would say you simply need to have faith that everything is going to work out and just trust that the angels and the divine will take care of you. And that is true, and I found from my own experiences and that of my clients, that is the case. The angels do take care of you, the money appears, and things do fall into place. I know one example of a lady that told me she called on the angels. She said that, if you want me to develop this path, help me to win the lottery. And I would like to win, I think she said, £14,000, because she was in England, on this weekend's lottery, because that will give me enough to get started with the business and to develop it all. And she played the lottery, and sure enough, that weekend, she won. And she won, I think it was £14. And she got a message from the angels, we were listening, you don't need £14,000 now, we're going to help you, we're going to support you each step. But we gave you a small win just to show you that we were listening to you. And she found that a wonderful confirmation that the angels had heard her and that they would be providing for her each step of the way along her path. I forget if those were the exact figures, but you get the gist of it, that she didn't need to win the lottery to get started. She needed to get started, and the angels would look after her. However, having faith and trust is one thing, but it can still leave you like, ooh, I hope it's going to work. And that's not the most comfortable places to begin your new career. So there is a much better way that I like to help people with. Now, imagine if you had a clear plan of how you can not only follow your path, but how you could create a good income for yourself on your new path. Imagine if you had a plan as to how you can create a large income for yourself and your family, maybe earning $50,000, $100,000, maybe even $500,000 or more as you follow your path and be of service. Wouldn't that be wonderful to know? Wouldn't that give you the confidence that you could create the life of your dreams and give you the lifestyle that you want, a new home, perhaps a new car, holidays, treats for your children, gifts to charities, doing all the things that you dreamed of? If you had a plan that showed you how to do all of that and showed you how to create your path of true service and abundance to your highest potential, well, that would make you feel much more enthusiastic about moving forward. Then you could develop your path with much greater confidence and enthusiasm if you could see clearly how you're going to make money and how that was all going to build for you. And so that is the third step I like to help people with, so that you can see clearly, wow, that's how I can earn an abundant income, by giving of my gifts, following the angel guidance, being of service to others in the world. How fantastic. I can't wait to get on with it. When you can see how you're going to earn money from it, then that fear all evaporates and you get excited and enthusiastic about moving forward. Now, how can I help you to do that? Well, partly because I have over 30 years of experience of marketing and helping both people and businesses to succeed. That's partly looking back why I was guided to do those things in my life, so I can help people to move forward with the things that are really going to make a difference to the planet now. So I've got 30 years of helping people and businesses to succeed. I know the common mistakes people make when they're starting out and how to avoid them. And I know how to build successful businesses quickly and easily. And I can share many tips and techniques and secrets that can help you to be successful too. And I'm very happy to do that because I want to help you to be successful and play your part in building a better world. In addition to all of that, the angels also provide often amazing guidance and shortcuts about how people can be successful. They can guide you to the people, the places, the opportunities that can help your work to blossom and grow, often far quicker, far more speedily than you can imagine. So that combination of my own experience and knowledge of marketing helping businesses to succeed and the angelic guidance as well means you get the best of both worlds about how to develop your path and to thrive and flourish and have a good income, which you deserve if you're devoting your life to being of service to others and the world. So that's why on the program that I'm offering to people, I help people to develop an individual personal wealth plan. It shows you how you can develop the income that you want and seek with clear steps and actions. And then you can go out and develop your abundant future and path of service, earning a large income and fulfilling your highest path and potential. Because if you're struggling, you're not going to be able to give your work as fully as you could to the world. Whereas if you're abundant and successful and have money flowing in, then you can use that to reinvest and develop further in your work and your services and make an even bigger difference in the world. Doesn't that sound much better, having a clear plan of developing your income and your future and being successful, rather than the possibility of years of uncertainty and struggle? Far better to know what you're here to do, how to develop it, and how to generate a good income for you, so that your work can really flourish and that you can fulfill your highest potential. So that's why I offer a wealth creation plan as part of the program. I'll mention a little bit more about that a little bit later on. The next question that people often have is, when is the right time to change paths? And sometimes that can be another block that can hold people back, the issue of timing. Some people can't wait to get excited. It's like, oh, I'm ready, I'm at a crossroads, I need to find my path, I want to get on with it. Please tell me so I can get started right away. Other people might be a little bit more cautious or tentative. However, one of the good things is that once you know what your life purpose is and receive all the guidance from the angels, you can decide when and how is the best way for you to move forward with your new career. For some people, it's appropriate to take action almost immediately and get started right away. Some people throw themselves straight into it and get on with it. For other people, it can be appropriate to do some development first of all. So maybe they may do some sort of training and go on one or two courses, or they may prepare for their path and perhaps start part-time first of all, so they can gain some experience, build some skills, and develop it at a comfortable period for themselves over time, and then step into it full-time when they feel ready and it's developed further. Other people occasionally get guided to have like an interim career to gain some experience to help them transition to their new career. So there are different speeds of change which are appropriate for each person, and inevitably the angels will guide you to the speed of change that is appropriate for you, so you can feel comfortable about moving forward with your life purpose, be that quickly or more slowly and gradually. But I often say to people, if you don't even know what your life purpose is, then you're not in a position to begin planning or to make any changes. So you might as well at least discover what your life purpose is, and then you can choose how you are going to feel most comfortable and the most appropriate way to proceed. So better to have the answers first of all. A final thing that can hold people back from discovering and developing their life purpose are the twin issues of time and money. People can often spend, as I've discovered, many years searching around out there for the answer. People often tell me that they've spent huge sums studying the wrong courses or pursuing the wrong paths or developing the wrong jobs, wasting time and money on the wrong courses or the wrong career. However, by connecting with the angels, you can discover the right answer, the right path, quickly and easily, so that you can get on with the path and develop an abundant life for you, rather than searching around and being frustrated. So why continue to struggle when you can find your path and develop the right path of service and abundance quickly and easily? And when you're on the right path, earning a large income, doing what you love, being of service, you'll probably look back and wonder why on earth you didn't do it earlier. when you are earning tens or maybe even hundreds of thousands of pounds per year, making a difference to the planet, it's going to make any small investment you spend now seem like an absolute bargain to help you get to that large, abundant future. So it's far better to go straight to the source and discover the right answers now. That's going to save you time and money and help you to get on with building your abundant future. So far better to discover the answers while you can. So the angels are just inviting me to pause for a few moments here and just invite you to feel in for a moment and to feel, sense if you feel that you are ready and want to be developing a new path, a new abundant future, a path of service and light, discovering and using your skills and gifts in service of others in the world. Does that feel right for you? Just see what your own inner guidance is saying to you now. And if that is feeling right for you, then you have a choice. You can either continue to struggle on the wrong path, feeling confused and stuck or frustrated, or you can choose to find your life purpose and develop your path of joy and light. And it starts with a decision. It starts with you deciding, no, I am going to find my life purpose. I am going to develop my new future. I do want to do that something more, that something special to contribute to the world. I'm going to find it and developing it now. So it starts with that decision and with that call and prayer to God and the angels to help lead you forward and to discover the answers that you need. As I mentioned, there's going to be a short meditation at the end to help you to receive a little bit of guidance. What I'd like to do, if you are interested in moving forward, I'd like to tell you about the program that I'm offering to people. And this is quite an amazing new program that I've been guided to put together, your Life Path and Abundance Program. So for those of you who are interested in finding the answers, I am just so thrilled, so delighted to be able to tell you about this new program. This program will help you to connect with the angels, discover your life purpose, receive angelic guidance about how to develop your path in the right way so it unfolds magically and easily for you, and how you can earn a large income on your path to support you and help your work to blossom to its greatest potential and for the highest good of all. In short, it will help you to transform your life. You'll look back one day and be amazed at how your life has changed and evolved after this program. It helps you to get onto the right path, doing what you are really here to do, and enjoying a magical, happy, fulfilling, abundant life, doing what you love, using your gifts, making a difference to others in the world. So what does the course cover, and how does it work? Well, the course is a three-month program, and here's what we cover. In month one, what we do is we help you to connect with the angels to discover your life purpose. This is the first step that I've mentioned, discovering what you are really here to do, so that you too can be amazed and inspired. The program helps you to connect with the angels and to the divine and to discover the way forward for your life. I use all of the many techniques that the angels have given me, which I've used successfully with people over the last 15 years and more, to help you discover the answers. So that all-important question, what am I really here to do? What is my life purpose? This includes an angel energy attunement to prepare you for the knowledge and for your path, in which you'll receive amazing energies from the angels to help you get ready. You will also connect with the angels and receive lots of incredible energies and healing and messages for yourself. And also I'll be guiding and I'll also be tuning in and passing on angelic and divine guidance to you. You get to experience that joy, the love of connecting with the angels, the archangels, the masters, the divine, feeling their love for you, feeling their inspiration, feeling their guidance, and just going, wow, how incredible. It is usually a very moving, amazing, memorable, and life-changing experience when you finally discover your life purpose. It's something you'll treasure and look back on with fond memories, probably for the rest of your life. And as I mentioned earlier, if your life purpose was obvious, you would probably have discovered it by now. The fact that you're here listening to this and are interested in angels means that the angels are waiting to give you the answer about your life purpose so that they can help you and support you each step of the way. So that's what we cover in the first month, and you'll want a little bit of time to digest that and soak that in once you've discovered the answer. Then in month two, we move on to how to develop your path so that it can unfold gracefully, easily, with the help of the angels. And we also clear out any fears and blocks to your path and help to empower you so that you're ready and excited to move forward. As I said, most people say, wow, that sounds fantastic when they discover their life purpose. How do I develop it? What do I do next? That's where month two comes in. So we give you the way forward, the answers. The angels and I will show you the steps and the actions you need to take to make sure your path unfolds in the right way so that you make good progress, things unfold magically. You can go, wow, I can't believe how far I've come in the space of a few months. It could be within just 6 or 12 months you look back and amazed at how your life has changed and unfolded. Again, I could give you so many hundreds of examples of how the angels have helped take people forward and how their lives have changed for the better. I've seen people go from being tens of thousands of pounds in debt in a job they disliked to having all the debts cleared, discovering a new career, developing their path, finding love, starting a family, having an amazing new life. I've seen so many different things happening to people in a relatively short period of time. So in month two, we help you to find the way forward for your life. You know and can be excited about what you're going to be doing next. And then in month three, the angels and I will help you to create a success and abundance plan. This is your own personalized wealth creation plan. So whatever your path may be, it could be healing, it could be teaching, it could be writing, helping people, creating a charity, creating an organization. It could be starting a healing center, maybe working with businesses or working with people or women or children or special groups or animals or natures. Whatever your path may be, the angels and I will show you how to be successful and abundant. Using my own business and marketing experiences, which I mentioned, and the guidance of the angels and sharing many secrets of success, we will help you to create your own personalized individual wealth creation plan. And this will show you exactly how to create a large income and success on your path, say be it 50,000, 100,000, half a million or more, whatever is appropriate for you, so you can move forward confidently on your path and fulfill your potential for the greatest good of all. Now, I know that some teachers say, well, do what I do and you'll be successful as well. However, that's not what I'm doing here. You are not like many of the other teachers out there. You won't have their exact same attitudes or backgrounds or skills or experiences. So if you merely try to copy someone else, you're probably going to make a fairly poor copy of them. However, you are unique and special. You have your own gifts, your own talents, your own unique path to follow. And that's why the angels and I want us to help you to follow the right path for you. And that's why we help you to develop your own unique, individual, tailor-made wealth creation plan so that you can develop abundance in exactly the right way for you, on the right path, in a way that leads you forward in the right way. This is not a cookie-cutter solution. This is very much a personalized, individualized, tailor-made abundance and wealth plan for you so that you can move forward and be successful. So just imagine where this could lead you. A new life, doing what you love, helping others and making a difference, and earning a large income to support you and help you to enjoy your life and help your work to grow. And over a few years, this could be worth tens or hundreds of thousands of extra income for you. Imagine how wonderful that would be. And now imagine not knowing the answers, but continuing to struggle in the dark, perhaps as you are for the time being. So see if this course appeals to you and feels right. Check in with your intuition and instincts You may even wish to ask your angels for guidance and confirmation. So you might just like to check in for a few moments and see if you are feeling called, see if you're feeling excited to discover your life purpose and move on to the new phase of your life, to transform your life into an abundant, happy new period of your life. If you're wondering whether or not this course is right for you, there are a few things you can do. So firstly, check with your intuition. Check with your heart and soul. Does it feel right for you? If so, trust your instincts and sign up. If you have angel cards, you could do an angel card reading for yourself to help you decide and see if it's right for you. Or you could call on the angels for confirmation and for a sign to help you decide. I'll be leading you through a short meditation in a few moments. But I just wanted to say, if you feel this is not right for you at the moment, then I'd like to salute you and acknowledge you for having listened to this webinar and explored your path. And I hope it's helped to give you some thoughts, some ideas that will help to lead you forward on your path when you're ready. Do keep calling on the angels to guide you on your highest path and to support you and encourage you each step of the way. I know that each of you is a good soul who deep down wants to be of help and wants to make a difference. So keep calling on the angels to guide you and support you and help you, and watch for their signs. But now I'd like to take you through a meditation just to give you some extra energies and perhaps a few brief answers to be of help to you wherever you are in your life now. So if you're ready for this, if you'd like to get yourself ready for this meditation, then we can begin. So once again, if you'd just like to close your eyes for a few moments, just take a couple of breaths to get yourself calm and centered. And then when you're ready, I'd like to ask the angels to surround you in beautiful angelic light and energy all around you, your body, and your aura. This could be a white light, or it could be a golden light, or it could be a multicolored or even rainbow-colored light. I'd like to ask the angels to surround you now with this beautiful angelic light and energy. I'd like to ask that this divine light and energy soaks deeply into you, cleansing you of lower energies and filling you with positive, radiant, angelic energies that can help you to connect safely and easily today. And just allow these beautiful energies to pour into your being, to energize you and prepare you to connect with the angelic realms, to receive some helpful energies and guidance. Allow this energy to soak deeply into you, your body, your aura, the cells of your body, the spaces between the cells of your body, filling your entire being with this beautiful light and energy. And next, I'd like you to imagine an even bigger ball, like a bubble or a cocoon of this angelic light and energy building all around you, starting at the bottom of your feet, coming up in and around your feet and ankles, coming up over your legs, heading all the way up to the top of your head, so you're completely surrounded by this love and light of the angels and the divine. And just while you're filling up with energies, I'd like to call the energies, the archangels and the masters and the divine to surround you, to place a platinum dome of protection around you so that only angels and beings of light can come through and work with you. And I'll just give you a few moments longer to make sure that everybody is completely filled and surrounded by this beautiful light and energy. And next, I'd like to ask the angels and the divine to send a beam of light down onto each of you. So imagine a huge beam of light pouring down onto the heavens, further energizing you and filling you with beautiful energies. And just enjoy the feeling as this light pours down into you. And I'd also like to ask the angels and the archangels to surround you, to draw close to you now. I'd like to ask them to connect with you so that they can send you some helpful energies and some appropriate messages for you. So Just allow the angels and the archangels to draw close. You may have a slight sense of some beings being there with you. A few of you might see them or sense them there with you. Some of you not. It's fine either way. Now I'd just like to ask the wisdom of the universe to connect with you with an extra beam of light pouring down from the heavens, coming down to your head and to your being, connecting you with the love and wisdom of God and the angels and the universe. And now I'd just like to ask a few questions and just notice what thoughts, what answers pop into your mind once I've asked these questions. So the first question I'd like to ask the universe is this. Are you currently on the right path? Are you following your life purpose currently? And see what answer you receive. Don't block it, don't edit it, just go with whatever comes to mind. You can analyze it later. So are you on the right path? Are you following your purpose currently? If yes, that's great. If not, when is a good time for you to change to the right path? Should you change now? Should you change a little bit later this year? Or a bit further in the future? So when is the right time for you to discover and develop your life purpose and see what answer you receive? Again, notice what answer you received. And next, I'd like to ask, is your path going to be a big or a small one? Is it more amazing than you might think? So again, see what answer you receive. Once again, remember that answer. Then I'd like to ask the angels and the divine, how will you feel when you develop your life purpose and your path of life? Will you enjoy it? How will you feel? And see what they say. And once again, remember that answer. And now as a little bonus for each of you, I'd like to give you a minute or so for God and the angels to give you either some further healing or some further energies or some further messages for you about your life and about the path ahead for you. So I'll be quiet for a minute or so while you receive any further energies or messages that are appropriate for you. So just enjoy this sacred connection now, and I'll come back to you in a minute or so. Continuing to receive any further energies or messages for a little bit longer. Last 10 seconds or so just to round off with the angels and the divine to thank them. We ask them to balance and harmonize all these energies perfectly for you. you'd like to send them your thanks and see if there's a little final something for you. And then when you're ready, with great thanks to the angels and the divine for all their loving energies and any answers and messages you received as well, you can start to begin to feel yourself coming gently, lovingly back to normal awareness, back in the room, feeling the chair or whatever you're sitting on, noticing the temperature in the room, coming all the way back to normal awareness when you're ready, opening your eyes again. Welcome back, everyone. I'll just ring some bells to help you come all the way back round. Okay, welcome back, everyone. Now, some of you may have received a number of helpful messages. Some of you may have had an amazing connection with the angels and higher beings. I hope you have. A few of you may have just experienced some perhaps pleasant energies and maybe didn't get any messages on this occasion. Whatever you receive, just trust it's perfect for you. And if you didn't receive many or any messages, just know that part of the program involves an angel attunement process that helps you to be attuned to the angels so that you can receive messages in the future. So whether or not you received any now, if you join the program, you will certainly be receiving lots of angelic messages during and after the program. So if you did have a wonderful experience, you might like to grab a pen and a piece of paper and just write it down while everything is still fresh in your mind. So once again, I'd like to salute you for exploring your future. The angels and I thank you for joining us on this webinar. We hope that you've enjoyed that meditation and that you've been inspired by even just some of the things that we've been discussing here today. And if you are guided to join the program, I look forward to working with you. Otherwise, I wish you all a wonderful few months ahead and many, many angel blessings. So with love and light and very best wishes to all of you, with love from the angels and the divine as well, I say namaste, bless you all the best for the future. This is me, Darren Linton, signing off from this webinar. May the angels bless you all. Bye-bye.